Blog Talk Radio.
3. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that Yah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
praise him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, O Most High.
Greetings, bless you all in the beloved name of Jesus the Christ, our Messiah. That's one of our throwback songs from our old school Florida Saints. Even back when Tamika James was in Florida and Mahalia was in Florida, Carolina was in Florida. Hallelujah. And it's been many years since they have mass exited out of Florida to be here with us. Hallelujah. In Tennessee. Shout out to everyone who enjoyed the feast with us. Shalom, shalom. I'm Sister Ashley, the host of tonight's show. I pray that you will be super encouraged tonight. We want to open up the phone calls, and we want to open up the emails to get some feedback from you at your Pentecost experience. If you have something you want to share, take a few minutes to share a testimony. Call in if you need to. I'm excited about it. We got some emails to kick off tonight's show. All praise to the Most High Yah. For in him we live, move, and have our being. Mother Jennifer is with me tonight. Mother Jennifer, let's get a sound check.
Shalom and blessings to you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to all the daughters of Zion. I pray everyone is doing well. We did have a wonderful Pentecost. It was awesome just being able to witness and experience, you know, people getting filled and some getting refilled. It was truly an anointed time that we had. And I can hear you very well, Sister Ashley. I pray that you can hear me, and when you're ready to move forward, we can.
Praise God. I can hear you. I have a little bit of static on my end. You guys let me know. Sakina, let me know if anyone else is hearing it. It could be just my mic or my cords. I'm reconnecting now to the chat room to see you all. Thank you, Sakina, for setting me up tonight. Bless you all. We had a beautiful feast, and we must talk about it. It was May 28th. Today is June the 1st, so it was just 4 days ago. A beautiful experience, and I hope that if any of you got touched in any way, experienced any freedom, any admonishment, any reproof, rebuke, seeing yourself, if you received the Holy Spirit, just the fruits of the Most High Yah that was manifest when we all came together, I'd like to hear about it. Honestly, when we do these type of shows, when we do the testimonials and we do the feedback after the feast, Mother Jennifer and I get to hear it for the first time. So it's exciting for me. Look forward to hearing from anyone. Please email your testimonies to straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com. Please call in. If you'd like to share it, 310-982-4226, press 1. If you want to overcome your fears and you want to call, you are more than welcome to. Thank you. Sakina said no feedback here. That's good. 10 on both. Thank you, Malia. Thank you all, chat room. Thank you so much. We're really getting familiar with one another, the saints on and off the land. You know, some of us have known each other for many years. Really, truly striving for a family goal. If you're new to listening to us and you would like to listen to us live, we come on every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/straightway. You can log in, follow us in the chat room, or you can call in every Thursday night and listen to us. The guest call in tonight, 310-982-4226. We're going to open up with some emails. I'd like to give all praise to the Most High Yah again and again, glorifying him for touching me, breaking a yoke off of me. I can feel it. I thank him for his faithfulness. He's been good to me. I appreciate every drop of blood shed for me. I want to also announce that there's 106 days until the Feast of Trumpets. Sounds like a big number now, but it really will go by quickly. 106 days until the Feast of Trumpets, 115 days until the Day of Atonement. It is our family custom, our ministry custom, to wear all white together. And it's 120 days until the Feast of Tabernacles, where we will abide in tents and booths together. We keep the feast. That's what we do, to the best of our ability in captivity. I thank the Father for the remembrance of the Sabbath day. I thank Him for holiness, as we all climb and even just crawl our way into an old path, a straight and narrow gate. I'd like to thank Rosa for her help today. Vincent and Rosa and their family still here. Beautiful family. I'd like to thank whoever you were, even if it was Mother Jennifer and Georgia, whoever you were that bought the commercial vacuum cleaners for the chow hall. I'd like to thank, on behalf of all of us here, those who picked up trash, those who carried out the trash, who set the chairs up and down in the chow hall, cleaned the bathrooms and outhouses, served, willingly brought a smile, kept areas clean. Nashville, thank you. The tabernacle was nice. To everyone who signed up on the chore list, down to Constance and Malia, Marshayla Pandy, thank you. Charmaine, thank you. Really promoting Charmaine to, you know, step up and be a head cook in a lot of ways. She's ready for that. She's got a great team. Whitney, bless you. So many names. I appreciate y'all so much. The way that these feasts have become very mature in a sense where, you know, a few years ago, maybe many of you that we rely on so much might have been new. You've now, you know, jumped in, got your feet wet, and we really depend a lot on the offlanders and those who travel. Appreciate Georgia running the chow hall. There's so many other things. You're going to hear it every feast. Hope it never gets boring. Audience, you're going to hear new stuff tonight. You're going to hear testimonies. We have some emails. Mother Jennifer, what's on your heart as we kick off our conversation?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, it's very evident that, you know, each feast that we come to, there's a level of maturity in the servitude, and it just seems like everything is covered. The right people are always in the right places, and it really is just a joy to see. And you mentioned the Feast of Atonement, the Day of Atonement, to have your white. It is our custom to wear white. Now is actually the time to look for your white. If you wait to look for white, More than likely, you're going to have a hard time finding it. But now is a time where you can find your all-white skirts, your all-white shirts, even your white head covers. But the longer that you wait, the more likely or more difficult it is to actually find it.
Praise Yah. Let's kick it off. Mother Jennifer, let's talk about some of the emails that have rolled in already. She's got some to start off tonight's show. Can I get a hallelujah from my audience? 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Thank y'all so much for coming in here. It's when it's empty, it feels so different, so strange, you know. So it's great to have sisters behind me. I also have an old, what would I even call this? Just an old information, look, I'm going to show you Grandma Barb. You're going to remember. Granny Barb, can you come here? Granny Barb is still a number one fan of mine, and for her to even at her age and with her knowledge and experience even come to the show is amazing. Look whose name is on my paper.
Oh, that's hilarious. Mama Nita.
Yeah, Mama Nita. Yeah. Mama Nita is buried in our cemetery here on the land, and this was her that she actually gave to me. But do you have this copy, too?
I do.
You remember it?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. So throughout tonight's show, I'll just share some quick deliverance references. This is a list of diseases, some symptoms, conditions, reactions, and some spirits. I won't spend much time on it, but I'll just interject it in between emails because maybe you'll hear something that really stands out. Maybe it's new for you or any of you to find a deliverance ministry, and so to hear the disease with the spirit related might be very encouraging or enlightening to you. So, Mother Jennifer, pick one. I'm excited about the emails. Can my audience say we got mail?
We got mail.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. First email says, Shalom. Bless you, Mother Jennifer and Mama Ashley. Thank you for this opportunity to share our testimonies. Hallelujah. This was the best feast of Pentecost thus far. Wow, I am so in awe of Yahweh and so humbled. I got to witness the young daughters of Zion get set free and filled, and I got refilled. Hallelujah. It was absolutely beautiful to see so many get filled. Everything that I asked for and expected, I truly received and more. Thank you all to the mothers, mamas, and every sisters for every smile, every hug, and every word of encouragement. Thank you both for loving me, pouring into me, and enduring me. I love you. Blessings and double honors to your masters. Sister Ashley?
Yeah, Mother Jennifer, could you quickly, could you tell everyone what is a refill or a touch, a refill of the Holy Spirit? What does she mean?
Yes, ma'am. A refill means that you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have the evidence of speaking in tongues. But just like Pastor talked about, you know, when we were going through the Pentecost service, he said some of you need a refill, meaning that, you know, you need more of Yah. You need more of him. You need to get touched again. Thinking about your first love, you need to go back to that moment so that you can have the same fire that you had before or even more. And, you know, even Pastor said a refill is more than just a one-time experience. You know, it's not just once that you get filled and that's it. No, you have to come back and you have to seek and you have to continue to cultivate that gift that he's given you. You have to ask him to refill you. So, yes, you go and you get refilled, you get retouched so that you can walk in more power and more anointing from him. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I want to share a fact, if I can call it a fun fact, about allergies. We have noticed the common pattern that fear, stress, and anxiety are the common root of allergies. The function or the oversecretion of cortisol within your body destroys cells. That's the simplest form of saying allergies can actually affect your protein metabolism, your immune system, digestive system, even your urinary functions, on and on and on. It goes deeper than just the common runny nose or the eyes and things of that nature. But one thing, even here right in front of me in this old list of diseases and spirits, you will also find that self-hatred can be the root to allergies. So we do know fear, stress, and anxiety is a common root, but don't overlook self-hatred. Hallelujah. Allergies can be acquired. They can be born. You know, you can be born with them. But most definitely don't overlook those spirits and break off some generational curses and renounce some of the beliefs that you have even had or spoken over yourself as you begin to war against fear, stress, anxiety, and self-hate. Hallelujah. All right, Mother Jennifer, back to another email.
Hallelujah. Next email says, Shalom, blessings and honor to our shepherds, elders, deacon, and teachers. Blessings to you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Our family was so excited to attend this feast at the Hub. We came prepared and with great expectations. One of my personal prayers and desires was to see elders' children more engaged and desiring to be filled. This prayer was answered as the Holy Spirit moved. I looked over to see Elder's second twin, Jordan, crying. I called her over and asked if she wanted to be filled. She nodded, and in her eyes, I saw something new, desperation. We, meaning Sister Tanasa and Sister Ingrid, encouraged her to go for it. Don't care who looks, care whose look, cry out, and she did. And she labored, and she pressed into the Father like I've never witnessed before. Even when she looked like giving up, she kept going, and she was filled with the evidence of tongues. The rejoicing I saw from her that followed was a new thing as well. All praise to the Most High Yah. Thank you to my sisters that labored with her and held her arms up as she cried out. Thank you to our shepherd who preaches the truth unashamed. Praise Yah for leading us to straightway, because I was never taught and never experienced freedom, joy, peace, love, correction, His Holy Spirit until then. My soul rejoices. Last thing to share is sitting in the fellowship after Sabbath, had the opportunity to observe just how beautiful our family in Yah is. Everything you think you give up to follow Yah, He truly gives you 100-fold and more. We have real fathers and mothers, true brothers or sisters, nieces and nephews to love like my own, fathers and grandmothers to pour out wisdom, grateful to be loved, protected, and kept by Yah and His people. Shalom and love, Sister Jasmine Teemer. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Praise Yah. This touches me, knowing Jordan and how young she is, knowing how our children can be touched by the Most High Yah. It is, if y'all been listening long enough, you know my heart for the children. And I just give all praise to the Most High Yah, and I rejoice with you, and I praise Him. I praise Him for His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That He shares it, that He doesn't withhold it, and that He's still moving amongst us. Bless His holy name. I agree with everything you said. Hallelujah, right on time. Fun fact, if I can call them fun facts, the inflammation of the joints that you call arthritis, usually accompanied with pain, swelling, can even change the structure of your bones. That's bitterness against others. Hallelujah. That's arthritis. Arthritis is associated with bitterness against others. So you'd want to deal with that spirit and nature if you've been bound by arthritis. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, next email.
Hallelujah. Next email says, Shalom, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley, blessings and honor to you. Elder Rufus did a sister-to-sister with Mother Jennifer title, Remember Your First Love. This statement had so much meaning to me entering this Feast of Pentecost. 7 years ago, I received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Prior to receiving the Holy Spirit, I didn't believe that you could speak in tongues. From my religious background, it was said that you could only speak in tongues if someone can interpret. False teachings, of course. Nevertheless, June 3rd, 2016, it was about a month out before I was going to be married. I remember crying out to the Father. I want to be one with you before I become one with my husband. I had a yearning to be so close to him and feel him so that Pentecost of that year, when I received the Holy Spirit, it was the best gift. I was crying tears of joy. I felt hot, literally. I was urinating and couldn't control it. This was an experience that I will never forget. I know the Holy Spirit is real. Now fast forward 7 years later. Life has taken its toll. I've allowed myself to be hard and suppress emotions. I've told myself that crying makes me seem weak. I've got to be strong for everyone. I can't embarrass. All these thoughts that go against the nature of being a woman. When I started taking a closer look at myself and realized that I can't continue as such, I'm a hypocrite, here I am saying I'm going to the kingdom while I have all these spirits manifesting in me, pulling me away from Yah. My husband told me, you want to be free, then you need to practice humility. Pride has made you hard. This was another motivation to get it right. I made up my mind to work on these things by first confessing and repentance to the Father. It was then that I realized I couldn't cry and let go. Speaking in tongues while praying was hard to manifest. I needed praise music to stir the gift. I went to my overcoming sister, Ashley Bell, to strengthen me and give me guidance on how to work this out, on how to work this deliverance of becoming a woman who can feel, a tender woman. She gave me homework. You need to cry. I responded, yes, I do, but I can't. I didn't stop there. I knew what she was saying was I need to go back to my first love. 2 weeks before Pentecost, I was talking to Mother Chris, who also gave me homework. She said, you need to ask the Father for a heart of compassion. It was evident that I needed to be broken and ask the Father for a new heart. I must say, this Pentecost, I came with expectations to have a refilling of the Holy Spirit. While Shepherd was saying, your soul needs to be thirsty for Yah, my spirit man screamed really loud within me that you need to humble yourself and let go. There, I immediately begged and asked Yahweh, tears, set me free, Father. Give me a new heart. What I experienced that moment was the same way I felt 7 years ago. I was hot, and I couldn't stop speaking in tongues. My cup was running over. I give all honor and glory to the Most High Yah because he restores my soul. The journey continues of becoming the true woman of the book. Crying while writing this, thank you, Yahweh, for restoring my tears. Hallelujah. Mr. Ashley?
Yeah. Hit that show for us, Akina. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hey, Sakina, thank you for keeping up with the Cinderella note, that romance question that we had from a young daughter weeks ago. Go ahead and add on there crying and tears, whatever note you want to make. That's something that we can talk about going forward. That's a good topic. It's a really, really good topic. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for your testimony of restoring tears and being able to cry again. There's a lot of victory in that email. All right. Let me see. Let's share. You want to say shalom, Judith?
Shalom.
Hallelujah. All right. Let's share this fact about the disease or the diagnosis of attention deficit disorder, ADD. The spirits that are attached to ADD, attention deficit disorder, are dumb and deaf and the spirit of bondage. It can be inherited family curses of double-mindedness and confusion, a lot of self-rejection, a lot of self-hate, and a lot of guilt. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to play a song. Mother Jennifer, we'll be right back. Hey, if you want to share what happened to you, oh, and I got a phone call. I see it. We'll be right back for the phone call. If you want to call in tonight, guest call in is 310-982-4226. Did Yah move on you, touch someone around you, in your family? Do you have a story that you want to share? Are you an overcomer? Email it to us tonight, straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com, all lowercase. Let's hear a song, and we'll be right back. Love to hear from y'all. Keep it coming. Appreciate you, Goshen. Thank you so much. Endure to the end. That was Straightway Indiana Goshen. You'll find their song list if you just type in Straightway Goshen Songs. It's a official Goshen Hits Volume 1 list. We have two phone calls. Let's go to them before we jump back to the emails. The one waiting the longest is 843. If you call in tonight, step away from your computer speakers. Once you press 1, you pop up on my screen as what we call in the queue, and I'll click on you. We'll be able to hear you, but we'll also be able to hear everything around you. So please step away from your computer speakers. 843, I'm pulling you up now. Area code 843, you're live on Sister to Sister. I'm Ashley. Jennifer's in Georgia. We're ready to hear from you. Can you hear us?
Shalom, shalom. Bless y'all. This is Sister Chrissy. Can you hear me?
Bless you. Sister Chrissy?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise Yah. I have a little bit of crackling going on my end. It's no one else, praise Yah, but your name is a little, you know, my speaker did its thing when you said your name. So I hear you loud and clear. I appreciate your phone call. You got the mic. Take it away.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Blessings, Mother Jennifer. I wanted to come on. I have also have little sister Shelby here with me, who wants to tell her testimony as well. But yeah, this Feast of Pentecost is very powerful. One of the most powerful experiences I've had just celebrating the feast at home. I'm currently in purification, and I know that this is like some set apart time with me and little sister Shelby. And the Most High really just answered prayers this feast. And as we were watching service, you know, I just kept praying and having expectations for the Father to move mightily in my master's household, and especially with my master's daughter. And we had a little bit of spiritual warfare going on in the beginning where I think both of us, we were just dealing with a lot of distractions. We were trying to stay focused on the message, and there was a lot of, I had to cast down a lot of just random crazy thoughts that just started popping into my mind, and it was just a time full of warfare, and it got to a point where, you know, I just started talking out loud, and I was, you know, commanding my flesh to just shut up, and you're going to listen to this message, and, you know, all that noise that was going on, you know, kind of just started to subside. And as Pastor began, you know, going into the portion where, you know, everybody was, if you never had the Holy Spirit, if you need a refilling, to be refilled, I just started to shout and lift my voice, and I began to just praise the Most High Yah and just thanking Him and just crying out, saying, you know, Father, it's me. I'm in the need of prayer, and, you know, I just need you. I need a refilling. And I began to feel the burn. I just began to heat up. My whole body just started to heat up. And I just felt this overwhelming joy come up on me. And, you know, I started to minister to my daughter to, you know, don't miss a day of visitation. You know, this, like Shep just said, you know, you have to be a lively stone, not a tombstone. And, I mean, the Most High just moved so mightily in here that even she began to cry out to the Father. And she as well got, you know, a refilling of the Holy Spirit. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful time. And I'm just so thankful and grateful. And one thing that stood out to me the most that I saw was watching on TV my brothers and sisters being filled for the first time or being refilled with the Holy Spirit, getting that recharge. But it really touched my heart when I saw all of the younger children, all of our children, really pressing in and caring with one another and going after the Holy Spirit. And that really just, I couldn't stop the waterworks from flowing. It really just touched my heart in such a way that to see these children really press in to the Most High, you know, having that desire and just continuing to drink and drink and drink. And so that was my experience. And I just wanted to kind of make that brief because little sister Shelby wanted to, you know, share her little portion of it, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Hey, I heard every word. I rejoice with you. You're a little low and muffled. Maybe we'll see if Shelby's voice is a little different. Hey, let me know in the chat room, did you hear that praise report? I was able to listen all the way through. I rejoice with you with the children when they praise His holy name and they tarry with one another. It's beautiful. It's nothing like it. It really touches my heart. Thanks for your call. Let's hear what she has to say. Oh, please share her age.
Okay, she is 8 years old.
8 years old. Shelby, let's hear. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise Shelby. Go ahead.
Shalom. Hey, let's try to take her off a speaker and have her hold the phone to her ear. That might help. I know it takes some talent from you, Mom, because now you gotta let her hold it and try to hear my voice through the phone. She seems a little distant, a little low. Let's see if that's better.
Can you hear me?
That is so much better. This is Ashley. Mother Jennifer's listening too. Shelby, you're 8 years old. Thank you for calling in. Please share what's on your heart.
So during Pentecost, at first I was being a tombstone because, like, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't going after Yah because I just wasn't into it. So I wasn't even paying attention to the message. I was trying to look for everything else to do while the message was on. So I knew that was a problem, like the sense I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I know that's a problem, because almost every message I like to look for things to do, why, like, service is on. Why I was seeing a tombstone, when everybody started getting filled with the Holy Spirit, the camera turned to my sisters, and when I saw all my sisters and the children going after the Holy Spirit, it made me go after the Holy Spirit. Because it's like I don't think I've seen my sisters be filled with the Holy Spirit before. So, then it would trigger me to go after Yah. And there was, I was crying out to Yah in tears, and I was just after Yah after seeing my sister. Then my feet were actually burning, like it was very hot, and it was only my feet that was burning. So, and when I started speaking in tongues, I started burning up more. So,
hallelujah,
like my whole body was doing.
Keep going.
So, when I started being filled with the Holy Spirit, as I was being filled with the Holy Spirit, Mommy told me to close my eyes and think just about Yah, just me and Yah. And that's when I started speaking in tongues. Then, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit before, but that was my second time being filled. That was my refill.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
I was waiting on you to say that's it. I could listen to you all night. If anyone wasn't able to follow, she said that she knew something wasn't right because she was distracted and doing other things, always finding something to do during the word or times when the Father was, you know, pouring out his spirit. And that's really pure because that's what a child's going to do. And then the camera scans around. It shows the women and it shows the children on the Pentecost message. And they're tearing after Yah. She said going after Yah. And then her feet are burning. Then she's speaking in tongues, being touched. You speak very mature. Mom's doing a good job. Dad's doing a good job. I bless you all the way over there. My goodness. Let's blow that shofar. 8-year-old Shelby. Mother Jennifer, say some words.
Shalom and bless you, Sister Christy, and bless you, Shelby. So good to hear from you. What a wonderful testimony. And thank you so much for calling in and just sharing your experience. I'm sure somebody was encouraged. Sister Ashley?
Yes, yes indeed. Sister Christy, anything else?
No, ma'am. That's it. Blessings to you both.
Hallelujah. Very encouraging phone call. Thank you for taking the time. Bless you both and shalom. All right, let's jump to the next one. We're going to 816. 816, I'm going to pull you up live on Sister to Sister. There you are. We are connected. Can you hear me? 816.
Shalom, shalom. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Mother JC?
This is Mother JC. Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
Both you and Mother Jennifer. And thank you all for this segment that you're having this evening. And I'm calling in because I want to share about the Father, about Yah and how good he is and how he's still working this time. My testimony is a refilling of faith. During this time, let me give you a little background here. Back in March, I went to have my license renewed. I could not get my license renewed because the doctors had said from the car accident that I had had that I had cataracts. I did not receive that report. They said there was nothing that could be done for the cataracts, that I would have to have surgery if I wanted to be able to see clearly again, that I would have to have my lens removed and artificial lens put in. The Father knows. I know he gave doctors for a reason, but I do not like having surgery, don't want to have surgery, don't want to have anything replaced on me. And I was talking to the Father, continually talking to the Father, letting him know I did not want this, and I put it in his hands, and, you know, and I just knew he was going to heal me. Well, they, as I said, they took my license from me, and I had to get a state ID. And I was talking to Sister Gabby before the feast, and she was writing a word on a board that I had set across from probably 3 or 4 feet away, and I could never see the board without getting to it face-to-face, putting my face right up on the board. It had gotten that bad. And as she was writing the word, I could see the word that she was writing. And I said, Sister Gabby, I can see that word. And then I had some business to tend to, so I turned attention to my business. And as I got done with my business, I looked again, and I could still see the word. I hadn't, mind you, I have not been able to see this board ever since we've been here, ever. My vision was getting so bad and blurry, and it was, you know, blocking out things. So anyway, I started looking at the board, and I could see the words. And I got up to test it, and I went over, and I looked at a small menu, and I could see the words. And I started rejoicing, and I told the whole house, and we all started rejoicing in the house. And the Father, he honored my faith to him, and he blessed me, and he removed the cataracts. And within my spirit, it says, go get your license back. So I went to the DMV the day after, and the Father blessed me to see again. He blessed me to see again, and I got my license back. So I want to just let everybody know, if you have the faith, the Father will do it. They told me there was no way I could be healed from cataracts. But the Father was there, and he blessed me, and I can see the board. I can see distance now. So still working on me, but I wanted to let everybody know, if you hold on to the Father, if you have that faith, he will answer you. He will heal you. And he even gave me the mind to go on an all-fruit fast, and I went on that for 30 days. It's been about 30 days or so. And the Father is just blessing. And to go back on Passover, I got prayer from Pastor Muir, and he asked the Father to heal me from head to toe. And ever since then, I've been being healed from different things. It was at one point I couldn't reach a key that they kept above a door. I had to get on a stool to get it. The Father blessed me. He stretched out my spine, and I can reach that key without jumping, without anything. And he's just continually blessing. He's just renewing my body. And I just wanted to thank the Father. I wanted everybody to know. I wanted to share that testimony. And my faith is to the heavens. It's just to the heavens. So I wanted to share that. So hallelujah. So bless you all. You all keep holding on to the Father and believe in him.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread. I praise his holy name. I thank him so much, as if it was my eyes that were healed. Father JC, thank you for glorifying him. Don't forget what he's done for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you. All right. Shalom.
Shalom. And you got a quick email that says, you just mentioned allergies and fears. This year has been one of the worst allergy years in decades. The fear of being corrected quietly entered in my mind as a possible reason for this. I'm going to meet that fear head on, and when I get chastised by my master, to accept it and not take it personal. He does love me and love Yah. He reproves the one he loves. Yah reproves the one he loves. Sharing a light bulb moment. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Let's see. Let's check out Mother Jennifer. You still there? You listening?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening and taking it all in. And I think what really encourages me is that, you know, you have these other churches, say in Christianity, and they divide the children. You know, the children are put in their own area to learn something completely different than what the parents learn. But we're listening to testimonies tonight from children. You know, we're all Yah's children. We're listening to the young ones. We're listening to the ones who are more mature, and they're all experiencing levels of faith. They're all experiencing healing. They're all being filled. And it just really encourages me that we have children who desire to know Yah for themselves, and they're learning who he is for themselves. They have their own personal relationships. They're truly seeking after him. They're truly getting it. And the more mature ones are doing the same. You know, in the world tells you that older people are set in their ways. But when you come to the faith, you know, the mature women are actually looking to follow after Yah no matter what, no matter how young they are, no matter how old they are. And that just really encourages me. Sister Ashley.
It really, really encourages me. Oh, my goodness. I would give up so much, I mean, so much, if Yah would just touch the next generation. You know, we've lived, we've experienced, we've felt, we've tasted and seen that the Most High Yah is real and good. And, man, oh, man, I got the heart that says, Father, if you pass me up and you give it to someone younger, I still bless your holy name. If you never touch me again, I'm still going to thirst. I'm still going to yearn. And he promises in his covenant that he won't leave or forsake me. But at the same time, I love him so much. I pray that he seals him. Hallelujah. Me and Sister Gabby had a good conversation about, you know, similar, but how we cry out for the young ones behind us. I pray that they stick with them. I'll share at the end of tonight's show what next week's show is going to be about. I know early, and it's along those lines. It'll be a really good encouragement. So to the mothers out there who are sacrificing sacrificing for the Father and losing their children. Hallelujah. So next week's show is for you. Hey, we got another phone call, and I got a live testimony in the audience. So let's go to area code 513 next. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your email. Send them to straightwayhopemeets@gmail.com, all lowercase. Let's hear about your weekend. What has Yah done for you? 513, you're live. Shalom.
This is Mama Bridget in Goshen, Ohio.
Yes,
this is my first time calling in, so I am a bit nervous, I guess is probably the best word. But I also know that Yah will give me the words that I need to say. I first of all want to bless you, Sister Ashley, and Mother Jennifer, for all the edification that you give us sisters each and every week. I've listened for a few years now, and it has definitely been a great edification and learning experience. But the reason for my call this evening is to give my testimony. We were on the land for Pentecost, and as always, it was a beautiful, beautiful time, very Yah-filled, as all the feast days are. I had been trying for quite a long time and seeking the Holy Spirit. And on Pentecost, when Pastor said, seek him with all your heart, I reached out with every fiber of my being, and I just started praising Father. And I have tried before, but there was always something that blocked me, and I never knew what it was, but this time I was determined that nothing was going to block me. I was going to receive that spirit, that precious gift from Yah. I was not going to be denied it. I was going to receive it. And I just kept praising and praising and praising. At one point, I remembered that the sister behind me was reaching out for the spirit as well, and sisters were gathered around her. And then someone, I believe two sisters, came behind me on the chairs to help a sister on my right. And I remember hearing a voice saying, "See, you're not worthy. You're not worthy." And I remember saying, "You're wrong. You're wrong. Y'all has called me." And I just kept praising all the louder, all the stronger. I also remember at one point they said, "Lower your hands, lower your hands." And I started to bring my hands down, and I said, "No, no." And I just kept praising and praising. And I don't remember hearing anything else. The next thing I remember is hearing Mother Carol's voice say my name and feeling her touch my stomach and my back and feeling a heat in my stomach that rose up through my body. I felt her hands on my jaws, and I felt my tongue loosen immediately. I didn't hear anything else, she said. All I heard was my name. And I just kept praising and praising and praising. I'm sorry. I thank you all so much. All praises to him for his wonderful gifts, for calling me, for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. When I finally opened my eyes, I saw my master, Brother Richard, in front of me. And I immediately just started crying. And we just held each other. And ever since then, I have felt a peace like I have never felt before in my life. I wake up just praising Yah for this wonderful, wonderful ministry, for every blessing that he has given me, for every day waking up with his breath of life in me, for all my sisters, all my brothers, all of leadership, and for my master, who loves me enough to correct me and make sure I stay on the straight path. There's so much that I could thank y'all for, but I know you have limited time, and I know there's other people that want to give their testimony. But this ministry, there is none like it. There is none like this ministry. I was called late in life, 59 years old when I was called, and I often wondered why. Now I know why Yah called me so late. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared for him until now. And it's all because of the Yahfield men that lead us, because of my sisters and my brothers, each other no matter what. And that's why I was ready to receive Yah's beautiful gift at this Pentecost. All praise to the Most High.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High. Yeah, your testimony has kind of silenced me on this end. You know, you don't want to shout and interject. You don't want to interrupt such a flow of communication. I have known you for years now, and I've heard your desperation, you know, and your many attempts, as you talk to me about wanting it and speaking and yearning for it. So I bless his holy name. Sakina, let's get that shofar going one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Bridget, thank you so much for the fruit offering you bring every year. Bless your husband, Richard, for us. Thank you for your call. And thank you for considering those behind you as well. I'll squeeze you and hug you next time you come. And him calling you at 58 years old, you still put your hand to the plow every time you hear. You're a good helper and servant, and I really appreciate you for being so willing when you come. Bless you, Sister Bridget.
Bless you, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Bless all my sisters. I love each and every one of you very much. Shalom.
Shalom. I can't personally imagine, you know, how humbling it would be to be called in your later years and try to relearn everything and then to submit and humble yourself to those that may be younger than you, that may have had experiences that you haven't, or knowledge or time with y'all that you haven't. It's a really humbling place, and I acknowledge each of you, age sisters. I think the Most High for the experience that you're gaining and everything that you went through that wasn't in vain. Let's see. I got a live testimony. Step on up here, my sister. Let me share a fun fact while you're getting in position. Come on over to my right side. Muscle aches in your back. Maybe it's from working. Maybe it's from lifting weights. Maybe it's from, you know, an injury that you had. I don't want to share this information without considering all the reasons why you might have an aching back. But it can be directly connected with fear, stress, and anxiety, especially if it's reoccurring or debilitating. Of course, it's connected with your central nervous system, and it affects so much. And, of course, when our flesh gets hit, our minds get hit, our nerves get hit, frustration, anger, impatience, and all those things can come in when we're in pain. But just something to consider if you deal with back, reoccurring back pains, hallelujah, fear, stress, and anxiety. Muscle contractions specifically in your back. Sister Heidi, welcome to tonight's show. Thank you for being a fan of Sister to Sister and loving your sisters. I have really, and I mean this with all my heart, really appreciated getting to know you. And you're standing beside me tonight. What you got?
Hallelujah. Bless you. Praise God. Bless you, Sister Ashley. Bless you, Mother Jennifer. I just wanted to share with you guys, during Pentecost service, the Father allowed me to tarry with Elder Donnie's daughter, Hadassah, and her mother, Sister Ajali, and being there with them, praying and watching her receive the Holy Spirit. I didn't really see her face, but while I was praying and when I would open up my eyes, I would see Sister Ajali in her face. And
ooh,
as a mother,
mm-hmm,
who had to leave my children behind, and seeing the mother in front of me carry with her daughter to receive the Holy Spirit, and watching these young children being raised correct in righteousness, it's a very beautiful experience for me, and I truly thank the Father for allowing me to see that. And I also want to thank Sister Esther and Sister Rachel for allowing me to help serve during Pentecost snack. And I felt like a human walkie-talkie running back and forth, helping you guys out each. And neither one of you really knew that Sister Esther was concerned about Sister Rachel and Sister Rachel was concerned about Sister Esther. And just seeing the beautiful love for each other, it was a great experience for me. And bless y'all. Hallelujah. Praise y'all.
Hallelujah. Bless Messiah for your strength to walk away from your children. But like you said, bless the Most High that you was able to stand right beside of another mother as her daughter was filled.
Hallelujah.
Hope everybody caught that. That's beautiful. Why did you write Titus 2, 1 through 15 down?
I wanted to ask the audience to read that. Titus 2, 1 through 15 has pulled me through a lot. It's about sound doctrine. It's a beautiful chapter. It's only 15 verses, and when you read it slowly and be very serious and sober-minded when you read it, and read it in all versions of the Bible that you may have, whether it's King James Version, Scriptures, the Amplified Version. Read it in all.
Teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. That's a pretty good chapter, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hey, let's blow that shofar for everyone that got filled with the Holy Spirit again, and Hadassah Webster. Praise y'all. Let's hear it. a couple more emails. Quick music break. We'll be right back. Hope you're loving tonight's show. If you have ever heard of colic, a neurological manifestation when a child is born, it can be the result of fear coming in at conception or in the utero or at birth or in the womb or passed down, many times inherited from the mother. It can be a spirit of fear. Colic. We'll be right back. Jennifer, anything on your mind or heart at the break, Mother Jennifer? If not, go straight into the emails. Your turn to speak. Let's hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Just beautiful all around and just listening and taking it all in. I think we're ready for another email. We've got some that have come in. Next one says, Shalom, Shalom, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. First, I want to give all praises and honor to the Father. Thank you so much, Mother and Sister Ashley, for your labor of love each week. Also, a big thank you to our shepherds and elders who continually feed us abundantly with the word of Yah. I want to give a quick testimony from this past Pentecost feast. This feast, I was blessed to receive a refilling of the Holy Spirit. I praise Yah for refilling me because I didn't realize how low I was running and how much I needed my Yah. I spoke in tongues for a long time. This was the most I have spoken in tongues ever. I felt his presence heavily throughout my master's home. I felt much joy, peace, comfort. I felt his burning inside of me from the top of my head onto my feet. This has been the best feast thus far. Every time Pastor said, drink, my soul cried out to Yah with abundant tears flowing. It was so beautiful seeing all my family going so hard for Yah, and he filling each and every one of them. Again, all praises to the Most High Yah for his Holy Spirit in this day and time we are in. Abundant blessings to all my mothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Much love from Sister Tierra. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. You know, there's a few of us, some of us that have been around for many years and, you know, we're there each time that Yah touches his people. It's always humbling. It's always right on time. The stories never get old. But for certain, when you've been with the Father for a while and you've leaned on him and you've been through things, you do know, meaning within myself and mother and those of us who have been around, you do know that you can get a drink anytime. You can get a touch anytime. And so it's good to have those manifestations in the open, you know, where he comes in like a rushing mighty wind, because it keeps you yearning for him. But it is something that you can get in your prayer closet. It's something that you can, you know, you can be touched by him again and again, over and over, and you don't have to wait until the next time he decides to pour out his spirit when we come together. You know me, and women are, we're much more emotional and built on feelings. I would enjoy that every Sabbath for the next 3 years as we all cry out and repent before the Father, right? But that's not his will, and mine doesn't need to be done. But at the same time, I encourage each of you who felt him and got a touch, got a feeling of the Ruach, please continue to seek after him in that same way. Don't let anything come steal it or take it from you. Right, Grady Barb? Yes, ma'am, she says. Hallelujah. Let's jump back to you, Mother Jennifer, with email.
Hallelujah. Next email says, Shalom and blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. I came into the ministry in 2021. Since coming this way, I've had many battles with my teenage daughter. I went from being a full-time mother for 14 years to only having my daughter on Shabbat and for feast days. Even while having her these days, it seemed as if she hated being here. So many days I wanted to give up. It's been a constant prayer of mine for her to seek the Father for herself. 2 weeks before Pentecost, she requested to go to the feast with my master, even though I would be staying back on purification. I was really nervous but excited that she had the desire to go. I prayed continuously day and night for her soul. Before departing, I asked her to please go to the feast expecting and be ready to receive anything Yah had to give her. Fast forward to Pentecost service. I was in my living room crying out to the Most High. I looked up at the TV screen and saw my daughter with her hands lifted, something I've never seen her do before. I immediately started praising. The next time I saw the camera on her, I saw Sister Cherry and Sister Tawana tarrying with her to receive the Holy Spirit. A few minutes later, she was filled. It was so beautiful. I couldn't stop crying and thanking the Father for sealing her up and writing her name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Upon returning home, I could immediately see a maturity in her. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Anything from you to add to that one, Mother Jennifer?
Very beautiful and very consistent, Sister Ashley. The young ones, they're getting it for themselves. They're not just hanging on to their mothers or their fathers. You know, testimony of who Yah is. They're actually having a relationship for themselves, and that is the beautiful thing about this ministry and the way that it's set up and the way that we are taught by our shepherd. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Let's see, another fact, fun fact, if I could use the word fun, because these are disease-related and you know, don't want to be foolish in any way, but fun facts about disease and spirits, the authority that we've been given over them. Maybe you've heard of benign or malignant growths before, often cancerous. You know, malignant is cancerous. Benign would be something like a fibroid tumor, and those are just a, you know, where cells duplicate and multiply. If in the smallest form. If you have something inside you, tumor, fibroid, or malignant growth, and it just keeps multiplying, the cell communication continues to, you know, make it multiply and grow. But benign growths can be self-bitterness, and malignant growth, which would be cancerous, is bitterness towards others. I think that's just a really unique fact. I don't want to say this is 100% of the time. I'm just simply giving out information that, for one, I have it in front of me that comes from years of experience and many many, many years of application, right? And then also just knowing that diseases, symptoms, conditions, reactions are all emotional based, it just makes sense that no matter what you're dealing with, if you deal with your emotions, you're going to find the root of your symptom, condition, or reaction. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, I want to say thank you both for being an example through our lives, through your lives. All praises to the Most High Yah. During Pentecost service, I was able to be amongst our young daughters laboring with Sister Natalia to receive the Holy Spirit. It touched me so deeply how the Father is so faithful and his love for us. Within that moment, the Spirit fell very heavy upon me, and I started crying out to the Father. I hit my knees, and my head was on the ground, speaking in a different tongue and faster than normal. He was filling me up. Then the Father used my faithful sister Sakina to command healing over my body and delivered me from evil spirits that bound my mind and heart. Glory to the King. I also want to thank all the servers and volunteers all over the land that made themselves available to assist someone else. Blessings and shalom. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Hey, let's hear that. Let's hear the shofar one more time. For each time we didn't blow it, the Most High is worthy of praise. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching us. We need it. We need it. We need our Father to prove himself to us. Half of it is you producing faith. The other half is him proving himself to us so that we don't faint. And I appreciate his touches. I really, really do. Maybe you've heard of autism. A lot of times you know how impactful the vaccines can be, can greatly affect your pituitary gland and have a neurological response, even a neurological breakdown. But within that neurological breakdown, no matter if it was vaccine-related or just at birth, you might have and you can have rejection, rebellion, and anger working all together, even having some of the same principles as schizophrenia. So that is autism, a neurological breakdown of rejection, rebellion, and anger. And remember, sometimes when you have these, it doesn't matter if it's a vaccine or heavy metals or toxins, built up acidity or acids in your bloodstream, which would be chemicals, you know, all the things that have that we take in through our breath and our skin, multiply all that with or without a vaccine, and you have a neurological breakdown, no matter the cause, you still end up producing rejection, rebellion, and anger. You still end up feeling it, facing it, fighting it. So it's all interconnected. May the Most High Yah have mercy on our souls and touch and heal his people. I praise him for it. Back to you, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Next email says, Shalom, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Bless you immensely. During the Feast of Pentecost, Shepherd said, we need to touch the person next to us because where two or more are gathered, he is in the midst. I begged and asked him not to pass by me despite being all by myself. Touch me and hold me close because I truly needed a refilling. So as to hunger, thirst, and yearn for more of him. There, I got a fire and yearning desire to speak in tongues unstoppably. I just couldn't stop. It was so beautiful to feel him, my comforter, deliverer, healer, master, and my husband has allowed me to partake in his blessings despite not physically being there with you all. It's so humbling to know him and to be known of him. I am truly in awe of my Father. All praises to the Most High Yah. Blessings from Sister Hannah. Beautiful testimony. Again, Sister Ashley, you know, I remember in years past when we would go to the feast and during the Feast of Pentecost, the brothers would be partaking and it seemed like the women were just kind of sitting back and observing. But now you see the women just truly. You see the desperation in the women. You know, you see them partaking. You see them receiving. You see them drinking. You see them reaching out and just truly crying out to the Father. And the Father is just truly blessing. He just truly is, and it's a beautiful thing to see. Sister Ashley?
It is a beautiful thing to see. I thank the Father for his daughters. They're very, very precious to him, very tender to him. We need a lot of help, and I thank him. He is laboring with us, and he hasn't given up, and he won't. Hallelujah. So thank you to each of you who sacrifice and come together and experience all, everything you have to feel, everything you have to go through and shed, all the changes you have to make, the transformation coming out of our culture and just fighting to love the Messiah. I bless his holy name, and I look forward to more common unity amongst the women. I really do. I appreciated this feast. I thank him. I want to share another fact. I've never known how to pronounce the scientific word for the interruption of menstrual cycles in women. It's like amenorrhea or amenorrhea. You ever heard of it, Granny Barb?
No, ma'am.
And most of the time when it's asked, you know, like if it's a question that's asked from a sister, because it does happen, most of the time they'll tell you high levels of exercise, very high levels of metabolism, very poor diet, maybe even anorexia or bulimia. They'll touch the surface of the natural that can cause the interruption of the menstrual cycle. But you know that there's emotional stress and depression to actually, you know, contribute to that as well. So you have a lot of factors. But it's a very powerful root of fear, stress, and anxiety. So amenorrhea, however you say it, however the doctors may say it, that interruption or stoppage of the menstrual cycle in females is a very powerful root of fear, stress, and anxiety. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, I'll read this next email, and looks like part of it got cut off, but I still want to go ahead and read it. It says, praise the Most High Yah for his perfect plan and blessing to all leadership and to my family. I just want to share a testimony of a refilling of the Holy Spirit. A few days before Pentecost, I realized that I had a fear of speaking in tongues. I didn't want people to think I was being religious. One day, I held back my tongues during group prayer, and the Holy Spirit revealed this to me, and I had to repent for doing this to the Holy Spirit. During Pentecost, when the Spirit began to move, I jumped in fast with no fear of what I would look like, and I received a feeling that I did not want to stop. And that's the end of the email, so part of it got cut off, but hallelujah for that testimony.
Hallelujah. I think that can be common, you know, feeling that fear of speaking in tongues out loud. That can be common. If it's tempted you or tried you, talked to you, you will get the victory over that by speaking in tongues to your Creator behind the scenes. All those fears will diminish and go away. So you can't neglect speaking and communicating in your heavenly language to the Father. The more you do it, the more confidence you have in Him. And then when you are somewhere, like you said, maybe even Pentecost or somewhere where it's welcome and a welcoming environment, then you know that you're free because it's something you do. It's something your ears have heard enough to know that this is your language. This is what He's given you. So hope that helps you as well. Mother Jennifer, anything to add on that?
No, ma'am. Nothing to add, Sister Ashley. And I'm looking to see. Looks like we've read all of the emails. Any phone calls?
All right. Let me see. We got a phone call. Area code 562. We're taking you now. 562. You're live. All sister. Hope you can hear us. Shalom.
Shalom. Yes, ma'am. Bless you, Mama Ashley and Mother Jennifer. This is Nanette from California.
Nanette from California. Yes, and you're never forgotten. Bless you. You got the mic.
It was our first time to the land when we went for Passover. And I remember Mama Aya saying something to the effect of, you know, before actually leaving, you will never be the same. And I was like, okay, I have high expectations, lots of just going there with lots of expectations. But when we got home, it couldn't be more true. So the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, my master's son got filled by the Holy Spirit, and it was beautiful watching them get filled with the Holy Spirit and the young men tearing with them. But that was Passover. But since then, it's just been really, really beautiful. But right before Pentecost, there was a lot of deliverance and a lot of just warfare going forth in my master's household, hallelujah. And when Pentecost, during service, I got a refilling of the Holy Spirit because I just touch and agree with Sister Chrissy, and just watching my brothers and my sisters who were tearing after the Holy Spirit and just remembering the time being there and just seeing them just glorify Yahweh, and just we were speaking in tongues here, and my master had said several things in terms of speaking in tongues that Yahweh just wants to hear from us, and we can go to him whenever we want. It was just, I can't, there are no words that I can express. And so I touch and agree with Mama JC that since Passover, and I touch and agree with Mama Bridget and all the callers and Sister Chrissy about just being so far away from, you know, family and seeing that all over YouTube. So number one, thank you for all those who are in the background, you know, allowing us to share in that very precious time is just so, so, so special. And I will say, the work that you all have put together is not wasted. And I'll say, I praise y'all for him, his Holy Spirit. I praise y'all for the ministry. I praise y'all for Pastor Dell's and all the original, or I think he calls them old hats, their obedience, their example. I just praise y'all. I praise y'all for my master and just his long suffering. And I just praise y'all for those who have poured into me this past, I don't know, year and a half or so. And I just think there's just so much. And I just want to magnify Yahweh. And since getting refilled with the Holy Spirit, I can tell the deliverance has gone forth because I was such a, like, people pleaser and such a, like, oh, no, I don't want to disappoint this person. And now it's like, abused, right? Like, it's misdirected. Where now I just want to praise Yahweh. I just want to please him. And I just want everybody to know, like, he's the one who changed me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What can I say? What can I come behind and say? So I can't go on and hit that shofar again for everyone who's called that hadn't heard it, and for my sister, the net, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Let's hear it. Name Nanette, thank you for your humility. I pray you keep it and take it everywhere you go. Hallelujah. And I hope every time you visit it's your first time, you know. I hope you're touched every time. It won't be your last time. I thank your husband for bringing you guys out, just having such a memorable time, something to hold on to, a memory, you know, like you said, it changed your life. And then to have the experience through the computer. Did you get to see our video that we did for Straightway TV?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I will just say every single thing that you all put out, me and my master's children watched diligently, just because, you know, this is our family. And so we miss our family. And as much as we can see our family, and sometimes, being honest, we watch our family over and over again. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what it's about. That's what, you know, that's why Summer wanted to even do it, you know, for all you guys that are out there that can't make it. Hallelujah. Our little sacrifice and offering to you. I thank the Father. I thank you for everything. May 28, 2023, very, very, very memorable Pentecost. You've heard it from many people tonight. Nanette, thank you for calling in. Bless your daughter for me.
Yes, ma'am. Shalom.
I had three really young girls, I would say, under the age of 12, maybe like 12, 10, and 7. I don't know. they came up to me at the feast on the last day, and they were about to leave, and they said, Mama Ashley, we really, really love Sister to Sister. We love every episode that you've ever done, and I thank you so much for it. And that's very, very touching, because being the, you know, for me and Mother Jennifer to be between so many beautiful sisters and stories, and then be between the, you know, being a mediator, you know, on this electric line trying to deliver words to anyone to uplift, to admonish, or encourage. It means a lot to hear it from that generation. So they are listening, they are paying attention, and they're most definitely watching us, and puts a lot of fear in my life, and most definitely wants to, you know, I need to be tender. I need to be gentle. I need to be what they need to see. And I bless the Most High Yah for using them in my life. And hallelujah for their testimonies of overcoming, and him just touching anyone, you know, anyone who has not lived life past 15 years. Grandma Barb is amazing, right? She says it's amazing. I never foresaw it. It's not that I didn't think of it either. I didn't know we would get this large. I didn't know, even though the word says, you know, broad is the way. That means, and many, many are called, right? I still didn't compute what is happening in our lives now and what's happening to this community. And I thank all the communities, you know, for what they're doing and their sacrifice. They're just obeying the calling that the Most High Yah has on their life and doing his will, doing the exact same thing we are, you know. And he deserves all the glory and the praise, every bit of it. None of us, just all him. Hallelujah. So let's see, any more phone calls? Nope, I'm looking at a list of callers tonight. There's many of you at least listening through the phone, and I only got Mother Jennifer in my queue because she's talking to me through the phone. Any more emails, Mother Jennifer?
I have no more emails, Sister Ashley. What an encouraging, beautiful event of testimonies that we've had tonight, and I really have enjoyed listening to every single one. I love the seriousness that the daughters just have for the Most High Yah. It really is beautiful. Sister Ashley?
Yeah. Hey, I want to share a fact about asthma. It can be genetic. It can be inherited. We know that. But the spirits associated with asthma is fear, anxiety, fear of abandonment, and insecurities that are a result of fear of abandonment, anxiety, and fear. Fear is such a general. You see the common pattern of fear tonight? I think I've said it with almost every fact that I shared. You know, fear is truly a very common feeling that we have in our flesh. When we feel it, and there's a huge hormonal communication and chemical release inside the body. And you have to, I always use the word have to, but you don't have to. I'm just, you know, sharing that it's best to recognize it, recognize when you feel fear, recognize what your body is experiencing in during fear. It could be eye twitching. It could be handshakes, upset stomach, shaky leg. I say shaky leg, but, you know, when you're just anxiously shaking a part of your body, when you start to pay attention to your body's response to subconscious fears, after that, then you can get to the root of things. When you can also mature your fear, because it is a natural feeling also, it's a presence. So you start to mature how you respond to it. You start to stop those fidgetings and shaky things and really turning the battle at the gate, you know, turning it around on the enemy and fighting and resisting it and getting victory. So I think that's all I needed to say. I want to share a song. I haven't played a lot of songs in a long time, and we're not going to always continue to do that. We're going to play Goshen. That's what we're going to play. Goshen hits, but I want to share one that I really, really enjoy. Mother Jennifer, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to share something at the end of the show, and that's it. Mother, say your goodbyes. Thank you for your faithfulness and tuning in.
Hallelujah. Blessings, Daughters of Zion, and thank you so much, Sister Ashley, for always being faithful in hosting the show. Shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. This song has been on repeat. You know, I shared it with the sisters on the land, and we've just been singing it. Me and Tia were even singing it today. Jordan, we're singing it while we're working. We just love it. I hope you can hear the words. It's ain't no need to worry what tomorrow is going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Hallelujah. And then just repeat it over and over. So I hope you can hear it well. It's just to encourage you right before we go. Come back on and say one more thing and wrap it up tonight. Be right back. All over. Ain't no need to worry. All right, so real briefly, we had an email a couple of shows back, and I'll read it again, because next week we're going to go a little deeper into answering it, and I just want to bring it back up, so in case my sister who sent it is listening, I do think with the common pattern of this situation that has come up a lot this week around me. I always tell y'all that when there's a common pattern of questions or even just something manifesting around you, you know, between, let me just get straight to the point, women who are turning from their children to come serve the Father. It's very, very touchy, emotional. And I want to encourage y'all to the best of my ability without the experience, but I'm going to gain some knowledge, information, some insight, some words of encouragement from women who have lived it and are living it and even lived it many, many years ago from the beginning, even 20 years ago. So here's the email. It says, if you're a woman in the faith and your former husband's not in the faith, your children stayed with the father because they are his seed. Hallelujah. If the children are feeling abandoned, dealing with self-worth issues, suicidal issues, due to hurts and angers from me, right, the mother, who is not there for them, not having much contact with them, but what little I do, I try to pour Yah into them. Is there any words or advice or encouragement? This email just kept coming back to my mind, honestly. And so we are going to talk about it. So Mother Jennifer, be ready to encourage. She's had life experiences that I have not. And then I'm going to, I just want to put that out there early to encourage my sister to keep on holding on one more week. And hopefully your encouragement is coming. And I know the Most High Yah, he's our comforter. He encourages us through each other. And I pray that you are someone else's encourager. I pray that you are someone else's encourager, all of you. Hallelujah. Thanks for another show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for Pentecost. Hallelujah. May 28, 2023. Very memorable. I hope every Pentecost is better or just like it. Continue to reach out to the Father. Feel him, touch him, and talk to him. Don't wait until we all get together. Bless his holy name for all that he does. Go ahead and hit that shofar, Sakina. Thank y'all for tuning in.